I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we have a request. If you are really enjoying what we do here on the Internet Marketing Podcast, then if you could please leave us a review on iTunes or your podcast app, of course. That would be fab. It really helps us to grow the podcast and ensure we bring you great marketing tips and advice each week. Now, today I'm joined by Sharma Haider, keynote speaker, author, and founder and CEO of Marketing Zen. Sharma, how are you doing?
Doing well, Andy. Pleasure to be here.
Before we sort of go into the main subject, tell us a little bit about yourself, Sharma, a little bit about Marketing Zen.
Yeah, absolutely. So started the Marketing Zen Group about 8 years ago as, it's funny to even talk about it that way now, but one of the probably arguably one of the first social media marketing agencies in the world, just because it was so very new. But yeah, so I'm founder and CEO of the Marketing Zen Group, social media marketing, digital PR firm, author, keynote speaker. I guess I wear a lot of hats, serial entrepreneur, so... It's never boring around here, that's for sure.
I know, speaking is quite good fun, isn't it? Do people laugh at your jokes? Do you tell jokes when you speak, like I try and do?
No, I think I'm particularly funny. See? But, I do try to entertain when I speak, just because I think edutainment is sort of the future in general. And, of course, when people are at conferences and I'm keynoting and they've got, these huge conventions or trade shows or whatnot, you've got to make sure that you keep their attention. So yeah, I think it's it's always good to find ways to keep things light and moving.
Yeah, and I think people learn more when they're happier and laughing, don't they?
I certainly think so.
So let's talk about your book. I'm interested in what drove you to write this book, The Zen of Social Media. I mean, are there any other books on the topic you'd recommend as well? Sorry, I've asked two questions in one go there, which is what I usually do. Let's start off with what drove you to write the book first.
Yeah, so I've got two books, The Zen of Social Media Marketing, which is in its now fourth edition, and Momentum, which just came out this past summer. And, the funny thing about The Zen is both the books I wrote out of need. So when I wrote The Zen, it was because no book existed at the time that was tactical, that was a primer for people to get started. So there were books that were but there's maybe one book out there at that time. It was very theoretical. Yeah. Great book, just very theoretical. And I wanted to, people kept saying, where can we go learn more? And obviously working as running an agency, we have a global audience of over 1 million people that read our content and subscribe and so forth. So that there was nothing I could refer people to say, hey, go check this out. And it's a great starting point. So I essentially created that starting point as The Zen of Social Media. It started as an ebook. It got picked up by a traditional publisher. I never thought that it would go as far as it has, or that it would be used as a college textbook to teach social media in college classes. So it's been quite a journey. And then, a few years later, I felt like there was now this other shift happening, which people really need to talk about, this kind of overwhelm of marketing, right? And how did they thrive from that? How did they sort of make sense of all of this? And hence Momentum was born, which is a more strategic look at principles that are sort of you know, changing this ecosystem that we live in and affecting it in a profound way.
Yeah.
So both those books were really derived from need and what I felt like was missing in the marketplace.
Now, so you wrote these two books. I mean, and you mentioned that the first one was like the landscape was quite bare and you were probably one of the pioneers of writing a social media book. But I mean, there's quite a few books around now. Are there any that particularly resonate with you? Any that you'd recommend?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much good content. You know, I think one of the books that continues to be a good sort of go-to is The New Rules of Marketing and PR by David Meerman Scott. I mean, there's so many amazing books. Mm. That's just what comes sort of top of mind.
Now, I'm interested in, I mean, we talk about social media. There's quite a few social media platforms, but I'm particularly interested in things like sort of Pinterest, Instagram, Snapchat. And I'm just wondering how smaller, perhaps the more sort of niche businesses can incorporate these sort of apps into their social media marketing.
Yeah, you know, it's really important, I think, to start with goals. It's so key to make sure that we look at what are you trying to accomplish and then look at the network that gets you there rather than saying, hey, there's this platform. How do we force the message on there?
Mm. Do you have any good examples of businesses that are sort of using social media in a particularly effective way, Sharma?
You know, there's lots of companies doing it, obviously, in multiple ways. I think what's important is to understand that social media isn't just about the platforms, right? It's this idea that people are the media. And that's really sort of the key thing. And it's how do you leverage that?
Yeah. What would you say the sort of when you've got a follower or a fan, what would you say the key steps in turning that follower or fan into a customer?
Giving them something worth talking about is absolutely key, right? And it does take time. So I think both these things are important, is making sure that, so when the Zen, I talk about this acronym called attract, convert, transform, or act. And so it's attracting is how do you get attention. The conversion is obviously how do you turn someone into a customer. But I talk about there being two C's, the big C being how do you get someone to a customer paying, right, paying client. And the smaller C being how do you get someone to consume? How do you get someone to be a consumer of your information?
Mm. It's quite important, isn't it, to for sort of marketers to come across in a human way and perhaps add a bit of personality in the way they're coming across. How do they do this well, Sharma?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, it's important to remember that social media is a human platform, right? And so the thing is, you see all the time companies that are rewarded for being human and for having fun and for, you know, really being personable, and then you see companies that are penalized when they're not, right? So a good example of what not to do, it's funny, is in United's case, of course, which is what sort of everyone's been talking about right now from a social perspective.
Oh God, yes. Just a reminder, right? All our listeners, we're recording this right after the United Airlines let's be positive and call it an event.
Yes.
Well, the that thing that where the gentleman was removed quite forcibly from the flight. But yes, carry on, Sharma. Sorry.
Sure. No. So you know, it's two things, right? It's the incident itself, which of course I'm sure details will come out and so forth. But it's the response to it, and the response the CEO gave, for example, through social and so forth, was considered very mechanical. It was corporate. It wasn't acceptable, right, to people. And so there was a huge backlash, not just for the incident and what was perceived, but for how the organization responded to that. And I think that's very important. And now you compare that, and I'll use an example that I was really privy to. And, you know, Dippin' Dots is one of our clients. And a few months ago, we had a very successful, what would one might call a quote-unquote viral campaign, which was really based on this very sort of fun, tongue-in-cheek letter, that open letter that the CEO wrote to Press Secretary Sean Spicer after there were some things in the media about Press Secretary Sean Spicer not liking Dippin' Dots, his ice cream.
Yeah.
And that campaign was so successful, and we reached over 1.4 billion, you know, impressions, which is just staggering to think about. But I think the reason it did so well is because it had personality, right? The sort of the question. It was human. It wasn't just a company giving a stoic response. It was showing that, yes, we get it, and there's people behind the screen names. And, you know, so I think that sort of transparency that everyone keeps talking about, when you can see it in action, not only is that very sort of gratifying, I think it's rewarded in the social sphere.
I'm going to assume, Sharma, that you're very wary of kind of automated responses and things which we sometimes see on social media platforms. Do you think they're as popular as they used to be?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think that, again, I think so much of this has to come down to who your audience is, what are you trying to accomplish, and then just continuously catering to that versus sort of chasing whatever you think is newfangled or, you know, dismissing something because it's historic.
Now, I'm going to ask a question that you probably ask quite a lot. I know it's a tricky one, but with all the social media platforms out there at the moment, would you say there are any sort of emerging social media platforms you should be paying attention to?
Yeah, you know, I would say, again, so much of it depends on your audience. And I always say that because I think it's very easy to go chasing down the new thing. I mean, that being said, obviously Snapchat and Instagram are two, I think, that continue to sort of be emerging, not in the sense that they're particularly new, but they're constantly evolving, right? Growing market share, getting more audience engagement. So I think that's fascinating to watch. I'm very excited by live video in general, Facebook Live, Instagram Live.
Yeah,
I think live video in general, it's amazing how much there was, you know, what a difference there is. Yeah, it's really, it's staggering. And so I'm excited about live video in general. So I would say that's not an emerging, again, social platform. It's more emerging technology. But I'm more keen on that than a specific platform, right? And I'm very platform agnostic. I think you go wherever your audience and visibility is, frankly. The other thing that I would mention is that it's so important to, again, look at your audience. Like if you're a B2B company, business to business, LinkedIn is still one of your best platforms. You know, it's not going to be, if you're, for example, your target market is baby boomers, Snapchat is not where you want to be, even though it's an emerging social platform.
Yeah.
You really want to go where your audience is.
We've spoken about quite a few varied things today around the sort of social media sort of a topic, but if you had one top tip or a key takeaway for our audience today, Sharma, what would it be?
That consistency trumps everything. And what I mean by that is, you know, social media, marketing, all of these things in the sort of digital ecosystem that we live in, it can't be a one-shot thing. It really does have to be something that is consistently done over time. So even if you pick one tactic, it's email marketing or whatever, you want to make sure that you're doing it consistently. And I think that's important.
So consistency is the key.
Yeah, I would say it's absolutely key.
Fantastic. Well, Sharma, thanks so much for coming on. And before we go, how can our listeners find out more about you and more about Marketing Zen?
There's tons of information on the interwebs.
On the tubes.
If you will. Right. So marketingzen.com is the company site. We've got a blog, tons of great content, over 500 articles on all things social media, online marketing. And then my personal site, which is ShemaHyder.com.
And presumably your books are available through the usual channels?
They are, absolutely. Amazon, bookstores globally, and yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. The show notes are in the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IMpodcast. If you want to email us, it's podcast@sitevisibility.com. If you want to tweet us, it's @sitevisibility. And don't forget the Site Visibility group on LinkedIn. Well, that's all from me, Andy, and it's all from Sharma.
Thanks so much, Andy. Pleasure to be here.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.